Roseanne and Center in Atlanta. I'm Nicole Latham. Thanks so much for checking in with us today. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Israel is reopening its border with Gaza to allow deliveries of humanitarian aid into the region. That's despite an increase in rocket attacks by Palestinian militants from Gaza into southern Israel. A tenuous six-month truce between the Hamas government in Gaza and Israel, you may recall, expired a week ago. Well, under the deal, Hamas agreed to end militant attacks on Israel from Gaza, and Israel agreed to halt raids inside the territory and ease its blockade on humanitarian goods. And police in Lima, Peru, are looking for the person who threw a tear gas canister into a crowded discotheque early Christmas morning. The accident triggered a stampede that killed five people. Several other people were also hurt. A Peruvian news agency says the disco did not have a license to operate or serve alcohol, and many nearby residents have been asking police to close it down. Also, authorities in southern Ukraine say 27 people died in Tuesday's explosion at an apartment building in Evpatoria. Rescue crews say that there are still people at the scene, but they are expected to wrap up their work there later this evening. Investigators say several large oxygen canisters were kept in the building's basement and likely caused that explosion. The first post-Christmas sales report card is out, and the news is not good. A report by MasterCard Worldwide Unit Spending poll suggests that sales were down by 4% from Christmas of 07. Electronics, clothing, apparel, luxury merchandise all fared the worst, by the way. The report also says the weak economy and the lousy weather, especially this week, kept a lot of shoppers at home. But the retailer's loss could actually be your gain, especially if you're in the market for some new wheels. CNNMoney.com is reporting that car makers are offering some of the best end-of-the-year deals ever. Those deals apply to foreign cars as well as those offered by the big three. And those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone.